Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Spackman, Director, Idaho Department of Water Resources. And this is the time and place for a pre-hearing conference regarding an order issued by the director in July of 2016 related to instructions to the Water Master in Water District 34. And it's been a long time since we've met about this matter. Anyway, let's figure out who's on the line, and then we'll proceed from there. So why don't we start here in the department offices, and we'll just go in a clockwise direction. Again, I'm Gary Spackman, and then David.
David Hokuba.
Matt Anders.
Garrett Baxter for the department.
Kimberly English for the department.
Okay, and that's it. And then I would expect that the parties would introduce themselves. So Fritz, are you there?
President Tracker.
Well, good to hear from you again. And other parties. Kent?
I'm here. Thank you.
Good. And other representatives from Big Lost Irrigation District, if you're on the phone.
Byron Pearson.
Hello, Byron.
Max Bingham.
Max, good to hear from you. Others?
Loy Pearson.
Loy, welcome. Others?
Randy Nelson.
Randy, thank you.
Randy Pearson.
Greetings, Randy.
Lucas Yockey, Water District 34.
Lucas, thank you. You're indispensable to this discussion. And appreciate your service.
Yep, thank you.
Others, we have some. Go ahead.
Amen to that, Director.
Okay. Well, we were talking about it before, and before this meeting internally, and we all agreed that, you know, Lucas, the longevity of Lucas Yockey is something, as well as the good job he's done, is something that's notable, extraordinary. So I'll just add a little icing to it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Gary.
Yeah. Others?
Rick Moffey on the call. Rick Moffey on the call, Gary.
Rick? Rick, thank you. Others?
Harvey Walker.
Harvey, thank you for speaking up. And Harvey is an intervener and a party in this matter. And we have a couple of others that intervene. Maybe one remaining. Is someone here representing Mitchell Sorensen or the estate of Mitchell Sorensen? Okay, well, Mitchell was granted intervener status, and I know it's late to have this kind of statement, but it almost seems incomplete without Mitchell here. So anyway, we'll have to reach out to his family and see if see what's happening there. So okay, anybody else on the phone? I also want to mention, after the initial introductions, there's a couple of other people who come into the room here, so if you'll introduce yourselves to my left.
This is Peter Anderson. I'm the department's hearing officer coordinator.
Thank you, Peter.
Tim Luke, Water Compliance Bureau, IDWR.
Well, I mean, guess what this means is that there's still a great interest in rotation into storage. So If everybody will humor me for a minute, I...
Director?
Yeah. Go ahead, Fritz.
Fritz Tamerly, for the record. You characterized this as a pre-hearing conference, and I think the notice went out just as a status conference. So is there some other hearing that's contemplated after this one, or am I mistaken about what this is?
No, and if I've mischaracterized it, I apologize. And I think you're correct. It is a status conference.
Thank you, Director. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, and there is some significance in our characterization. So thanks for the clarification, Fritz. Okay. Well, I don't want to spend too much time in the history of what's happened, and the history is longer than even my review, but the director issued a final order regarding instructions to the Water District 34 Water Master in July, or on July 18th of 2016. And in response to that order, and the order contained a lot of instructions for the water users to continue to the practice of rotation into storage. And in response, Nelson Mackey Ranch filed a petition for reconsideration and or a request for hearing, and the department granted the request for hearing. And then there was a scheduled, and I think this is correct, a scheduled pre-hearing conference. In November of 2016, a hearing was scheduled for April 11th, and of course the interveners petitioned and were granted intervener status. And then on April 7th, 2017, the hearing was vacated, and there was an interlocutory order that was issued. And my recollection, even though the document, at least in my reading of it, didn't expressly state what was happening, the parties, as I recall, wanted to attempt to follow the Water Master instructions and determine whether rotation into storage could be successfully accomplished given those instructions. And it just so happened that in 2017 it was a very high water year, a lot of snow in the Big Lost, and really across all of southern Idaho and Idaho in general. And there was no rotation into storage, as I recall. And then we had two succeeding years with no rotation. So 2017, 2018, and 2019, and so we delayed any analysis because there really wasn't any participation in rotation of natural flow rights into storage during those years. And so 2020 was the first year that there was an attempt to rotate into storage. Now, I'm sorry for everybody to have to listen to that. Those are facts that you probably already know. And so we scheduled this this status conference to discuss the results of the 2020 irrigation season and what transpired in the water district and the irrigation district during 2020 related to rotation into storage. Now, at this point in time, are there people who want to add to what I've said? And I particularly ask Lucas if he has some comment, but anybody at this point. And Fritz, Kent, feel free to speak up.
This is Lucas. I'll defer to Lucas, Director.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Fritz. I think you did a good job summarizing that, Gary. That's basically a snapshot of what happened.
once that order came out and we had chances to test it out in the interest of why we have rotation and what it's used for, you know, there was no need for it during those high water years. So 20 was the first chance we got to use that and see how it works.
Fritz?
Yes, thank you, Director. Before, I have a few comments on some paragraphs of the order, and I guess I'll start with, if you all have that order in front of you, Director.
Yeah, I have it. You're referring to the, which order?
Yeah, I'm operating under the assumption that the interlocutory order is the order that's in place.
Yeah.
So I'm speaking of the interlocutory order.
Yep, I have it.
So I have a question of Lucas before I start. So Lucas, I think, did you have any concern about paragraph 3, which dealt with the written instructions? And that part, I think it says it did. Page 5, paragraph 3.
Let me turn to that. So,
I think we had some discussion about that, and you had some concerns.
Yes, I've worked those out with Matt and David, but the way we did it this year, it was redundant. We basically did that twice by having the written notice, you know, for the 48 hours in advance, but no more than 72 hours. But I think we're going to tweak our paperwork on our end, not the interlocutory's end, to satisfy that paragraph and also accomplish what we wanted to do, which is cut down on the amount of paperwork or the redundancy. So we're in.
Can I just ask, you know, because there's an interlocutory order in place, and I think the director probably expects compliance with that. So if you want to, are you tweaking that part of the paragraph in any way?
No, I'm not going to.
Which we support, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to ask of any changing of that paragraph. No, just keep it as written. But we were recording things on the ditch rider logs, the storage balance worksheets for the irrigation district side, and then on the water district side, filling out a separate paragraph stating basically the same thing. So we're just going to combine those all into the ditch rider log. Make a separate comment box for filling out the time and the date in which that request is made to satisfy the 48 hours and the 72 hours in advance, and the amounts and then the times and what's shut off is all going to be combined. So that's how we would satisfy that paragraph and also combine a couple different forms into one. So I'm not going to ask for anything changed on that paragraph.
I think that's probably different what that paragraph says, but obviously if the director's fine with that, I think everyone else probably is too. So I just wanted that to be on the record that that's what you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Lucas. I appreciate that. Director, I think I went over this with my clients, and if I recall, the whole purpose of the hearings on the rotation credit was that the department was concerned with the alleged excessive balances at the end of the irrigation season. So I think with that in mind, you had expressed some concerns, and that's kind of the whole purpose of this process. So with that in mind, if you could turn to page 8 of the order. There's there's two paragraphs that my clients have comments on, Director, and that's paragraph 2 and paragraph 3. So paragraph 2 was created kind of as a September 1st date for everyone to look at their rotation storage balances to know, you know, do you need more? Do you think you're going to need more? And it kind of required some action as of September 1st. That, you know, that paragraph has some validity in the purposes that you're trying to accomplish. Our real concern, I think, is paragraph 3. So we have the look period that's kind of set out in paragraph 2, September 1st. Then paragraph 3 creates kind of a in-season ability to look at rotation storage balances. And it allows the water master to deny rotation in the storage when the water master concludes that storage count balances his mind are high and the water user can't beneficially use his water. So, you know, I think everyone has been pretty happy with Lucas and what he's done, and they have a lot of confidence in him. I think our concern with that paragraph is we don't think the water master should be making beneficial use determinations in season, because paragraph 2 has the look back at September 1st. But theoretically, you know, the master could look at rotation storage balances any time during the season. And nobody knows, obviously, if the water master thinks you got a high balance, say, July 1st, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen during the rest of the season. That's pretty speculative. September 1st gives everyone much better ability to look at the season. There's not a lot of irrigation season left. So, you know, that allows the user to make the determination as opposed to water masters. So, any of my guys want to comment on, Director, with your permission, you should give them the opportunity to comment on that. But that's what they're concerned about. They don't think the water master should be making those beneficial use determinations. You know, it's just, I think it places you in a hard position, because if you deny rotation and it turns out to be a pretty bad year and they all of a sudden don't have their water, that's, you know, that's problematic in my opinion. So, you know, really I think that is the sum and substance of our concerns about the order at this time.
Fritz, thanks for your input and your analysis. You obviously have spent some time in the order and talking to your clients, and I appreciate it in tracking what's happened in 2020. I want to promote a discussion about the various components of the interlocutory order, and as I read through all of those components, not having looked at them over a long period of time, I thought, oh man, this is long. And of course, my initial reaction was, I hope I'm not being too burdensome. And I think we have to ask that question. But before I launch into a discussion about where we go from here, beyond what Fritz has presented, Kent, do you have any comments? And then I'll ask Harvey, I want your input too. Kent?
Thank you, Director. In talking to the board chairman, you know, the irrigation district is neutral really on the concept of rotation credit. But we just want to make sure that it's not interfering with the district's operations or its storage rights. In talking to the chairman, it's my understanding that the way rotation credit was handled under this order did not interfere with the district's rights or its operations. I do believe some district water users have opinions about various aspects of the order that are independent of the districts, and you've heard some of those already, so I'll let everybody fend for themselves on those. But as far as the district goes, it's my understanding that the district is comfortable with operations under this order.
All right. Thanks, Kent, and thanks for your participation today.
Thank you.
Harvey? Harvey, are you there?
I have nothing at this time, thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll take your response as you're reserving your time and keeping your powder dry.
Well, send some snow and it won't be dry.
Yeah, well, boy, do we need that. I hope it's coming in. Okay, well, internally here, and I just really appreciate staff, and David Hokema and Matt Anders have spent a lot of time, and I know a lot of the positive that's come, at least back to me, about what's happening in the Big Lost Basin and what Lucas is doing has really been channeled through those guys, Lucas, and you know, they feel like that they have a good working relationship up there, and I want to promote that relationship. They have worked through the interrogatory order, and they presented to me at least a draft memo looking at each of the components of the interlocutory order, and then trying to assess whether we have the information we need and whether that those particular components were satisfied. And I know, Lucas, they've worked with you and visited with you. In fact, I think you may have even seen a draft of the document. But I think we judged that document to be incomplete this morning. And I'm sorry that it is. It's not ready for distribution. But I think what we ought to do is, and I want to invite Matt Anders to speak just for a little bit here, but I think what we ought to do, honestly, is complete that document. And in the completion of that document, we ought to look at some of the components and ask ourselves, is that really necessary? And I know, Fritz, you touched on this subject at least in after Lucas had discussed the processes and some consolidation of those, and wondering whether it was consistent with the order and the terms of the order. But the order really is intended to be a dynamic document, and it's not fixed in stone. And I think we ought to look at it and say, are some of these components necessary? Can they be streamlined? Perhaps they can be eliminated. And at the same time, and we want to, in particular, Fritz, we want to pay attention to those portions that you identified. And then I think we need to look at it overall and say, does the order and what it requires, does it promote the efficiency of water use in the basin? And I think that's really the touchstone, at least for me. So, Matt, maybe you can just speak for a minute about the coordination effort. But what I'm thinking is that if we can finalize that document, distribute it out to the parties, and see if we can refine it and make some recommendations for maybe a subsequent interlocutory order that's agreeable to the parties, then I think we can map a course or a path forward and do that before the upcoming irrigation season. So, Matt, if you want to just speak for a minute, and if you can't hear him, we'll have him move closer to the mic or force him to speak as loudly as he can.
So this is Matt Anders. I'm a hydrologist here with the department. What we did was we took the interlocutory order and we just started looking at each of the requirements on there, and based on the data that we had at the time, right now, tried to make a determination about whether we met the requirement or not. The document at this point is very one-sided because it's just us talking about what we got for information. I think what we really need is to spend more time with Lucas, David and I, and Lucas sitting down and saying, how did we meet this? We don't have all the information, you know, exchange documents, exchange ideas about, you know, how it was met. And then I really like what Lucas was talking about, you know, ways we can solve, can consolidate things and streamline things. So at this point, it just seems like we on a technical level need to talk with Lucas in more detail about some of this stuff.
So what I'm proposing, based on my discussion with staff here, I'm proposing that we finalize that memo and have it out to the parties sometime in March, maybe mid-March, maybe the 1st of March. That only gives you a month. And so maybe mid-March is a better target date. And that we schedule another status conference to discuss the recommendations. Now, what I'd like to do is have the memo, but I'd also like to have, along with it, some recommendations from staff and from Lucas. And to the extent that the document can be distributed amongst the users, particularly to the parties and particularly to Big Lost River Irrigation District. Of course, Lucas, you have a link in there anyway, so, but I'd like some recommendations for amendment and modification. Then what I'd like to do is I'd like to schedule another status conference about the 1st of April to discuss that document and the recommendations. So it's the document would not be intended to be here a document that identifies deficiencies necessarily. What I'd really like the document to do is to say, here's some places where we're struggling. Maybe the information didn't come in. Maybe the information is not necessary, or this timing is not necessary, or here's how we can consolidate information and I think we ought to in particular address the concern expressed by Fritz about the water master and the ability to determine whether there's an excessive amount of storage that's been accumulated through rotation. I think we need to look at those issues in particular. And Fritz or Kent and Harvey, if you have other issues, I'd welcome those to come to the table as well. So at least dynamically, I'd like to have this discussion go on during the next couple of months. And I think everybody ought to have access to any of the drafts of the document as we go along. But I think Lucas needs to be central in that discussion. You're invaluable in it, Lucas. Now, I've thrown out a proposal on the table. Reactions?
Director for Tamerly?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. You know, I think when looking back, you know, you issued your final order, which was way more complex than this particular interlocutory order. And I think how we got to this interlocutory order is that you had set up some kind of, I think there was probably one or two meetings that you had set up in Boise. And we all met in the conference room and I think had a good deal of success kind of speaking freely about particular parts of the order that we liked or didn't like, if we were able to convince you on some things you said no. But what I would propose and what I think makes sense is you distribute that memo and then perhaps have a Zoom meeting
just like, you know, we had the face-to-face meetings before, because I think that resulted in some good cooperation, and I think resulted in a much better order, which is the interlocutory orders compared to the final order. So that would be my suggestion.
And I think your suggestion is consistent with my thought, Fritz, is, and we can just characterize that Zoom meeting as a status conference. But if we hold that right around the 1st of April, that would give us a chance to refine, or the end of March, refine any elements of that interlocutory order that we want to, and have something out in time. We need to have those instructions. Go ahead, Fritz.
Do you contemplate having a memo in addition to a red line order, or are you just going to distribute a memo? I think if we had a memo and perhaps a red line order that you were proposing, it would be much easier to respond to.
And you're suggesting before the Zoom meeting?
Yes.
We certainly would distribute the memo, and I think no later than the middle of March, so people have a chance to look at it. So that gives Lucas and staff about 6 weeks to work through that, and then a couple of weeks to review. I don't know about a red line order. We'll have to see. But I hope that drafts of that memo are distributed. Again, I don't want it to be something that's perceived as being proprietary or secretive in any way, because I think this needs to be a collaborative effort. So I guess I'll withhold on producing a red line order, but I think it would be helpful at least to get us, I like your suggestion, Fritz, to get us farther along. And let's see what the memo looks like. But if we can schedule a status conference, and we might need to dedicate a couple hours to it. I don't want to dedicate more than that, but to just have it almost be a work session as much as anything. So let's look at a calendar. And unfortunately, I didn't bring mine in here, but We'll make room that far in advance. I think we're okay. Last week of March or first? You got my calendar up?
Nope. It's just a calendar.
A calendar. You want to look at the last week of March or
Tuesday? Last week of March.
Well, I think somewhere in there, or first week of April, but I was trying to give ourselves enough time in April to work through any anomalies. How about
Monday the 29th or Tuesday the 30th?
Let's shoot for Tuesday the 30th. Any objections? Candor, you okay?
Yeah, I can make that work, Director. Thank you.
Morning or afternoon? Preference?
I propose 10.
Okay, let's go 10 to noon. Nice to have a backdoor finish time. Harvey? You okay?
That'd be fine.
If we hold it on a Tuesday, it won't conflict with the NCAA basketball tournament, because...
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I assume it'll be going on then, and for those of you who don't know, Harvey's wife's a basketball fanatic, so we don't want to interrupt what goes on at that household during that period of time. Okay, so we will issue an order that sets a status conference on the 30th of March, 10 a.m. in the morning. And it will also contain some deadlines for the completion of the memo and its distribution at least 2 weeks earlier than the 30th. Matt and David and Lucas, if you can spend some time with these yahoos and talking through that memo, it'd be most helpful to us.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Anything further today? Garrick?
I think we got our next status conference and a plan to get there. So.
Harvey, don't want to bypass you.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
All right, and we will reach out to Sorensen's. I assume the family got a notice, but don't know how much interest they have in participating. All right. Thanks, everybody. I'm sorry we can't get up to Arco and Mackey to visit and mingle. I miss some of the subliminal music that I've listened to up there over the years in different locations, so. All right.
You haven't heard very much, Director.
No, I know. I've avoided a lot of it. All right. All right, everybody.
Thank you, Director.
Have a great day. Thanks for participating.
All right. Thank you.
See you.